Marion County has a high number of people monitored electronically through the criminal justice system. Indianapolis Fraternal Order of Police President Rick Snyder says the practice increases crime in the city. WFYI's Jill Sheridan sat down with Snyder and talked about how the issue is rooted in jail overcrowding and stems from recent criminal code reform that aimed to move more prisoners to county jails.
County jails are designed to hold those awaiting trial as well as those convicted of a crime, normally a misdemeanor that has less than a one-year sentence. Legislators, for various reasons, made the decision to recodify the criminal code, in a lot of respects decriminalize many of the crimes, meaning lowering them, not completely decriminalizing them, but reducing the penalties. And then this effort to push back lower-level offenders, but remember, the low-level offenders within the Department of Corrections are felons, but for them to then be reassigned, if you will, into specific facilities, either related to mental health or addiction issues. The problem is that there are no facilities for that.
So as a result of the overcrowding, as a result of not having the systems in place to help people with addiction, with mental health issues, the county is forced to release people. The county is forced to put people on electronic monitoring. As I understand, our county has more people on the electronic monitoring system than any other county in the country.
Yeah, that's a fact. We do have the Marion County Jail that has a high number of folks that we are required to house that are state prisoners, which artificially creates an overcrowding issue for the jail. In doing so, leaders have made the decision to try to push more and more people into electronic monitored release. The problem is those folks are reoffending. We have over 4,300 people right now in Marion County on electronic monitored release. And with that, what's happening is the system is being violated over 100 times a month by offenders who are cutting their ankle bracelets off. And oftentimes, they're doing that because they're going to go and reoffend and commit another crime, and they don't want to be tracked while they do it.
And also, I understand that the electronic monitoring program also costs people a lot of money and might just contribute to the cycle of poverty that a lot of people are facing.
You know, one of the things that gets discussed a lot is, hey, let's put them on monitored release instead of having a cash bail bond system, because people will say cash bail bond system is punitive to the poor. It's going to cost people one way or the other. The offender has to pay fees for the system. The city is also paying for it. The city has a contract with a company whose sole responsibility is to find the discarded cut-off bracelets of the system. Do you know how often people reoffend and victimize another person in our community when they're locked up in jail? It rarely happens. And that's the point.
We're the only county that doesn't launch an immediate investigation.
Yeah, so on the GPS monitoring system, just due to the sheer volume and lack of staffing and resources, they are physically unable to launch immediate investigations. In any other county, if you go off the grid, you cut your GPS bracelet, someone is immediately coming to look for you. That does not happen in Marion County. And when we're not looking for people, they know that. We oftentimes find cut-off bracelets at the scenes of crimes or near them. And we also, unfortunately, at their autopsies at the coroner's office, they're removing GPS bracelets. We need to have a sensitivity to intervene and, again, save them from themselves. Even if that means keeping them locked up, having intervention, rehabilitation efforts, all these other things. But the thing that's been made strikingly clear to our officers is today they could be the suspect, but tomorrow they could be the victim.
Thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you.
That was WFYI's Jill Sheridan speaking with FOP President Rick Snyder about the high number of people electronically monitored through the criminal justice system in Marion County.